Does the idea of moving to a new city all by yourself scares you too? Like me, do you also think you are a people pleaser and tumhe logo ko na bolna nahi aata? Hey, do you know what's 4+3?
7. 7.
Hey, that hit different.
Hey, welcome to a very special yet sort of unfortunate episode of That Hit Different. अब स्पेशल और अनफॉर्चुनेट साथ साथ क्या बोल रही है, यही सोच रहे हो क्या? अच्छा बताओ, पहले बुरी खबर सुनोगे अच्छे वाली? खैर जाने दो, पहले बुरी ही सुन लो यार, बिकॉज वो ज्यादा देर तक मैं हाइड भी नहीं कर सकती. सो लेट मी क्विकली इंट्रोड्यूस यू टू द पॉडकास्ट एंड द बुरी खबर. Well, you are tuned in to episode 10 of That Hit Different, a podcast where two best friends try to untangle adulting while watching TV shows. I am Ankita, your friendly neighborhood spider. And aaj, yaar, studio kaafi soona lage because Sai, my best friend and my co-host, is not here with me. That dumbass fell and broke his leg. उसे बहुत शौक है अपनी लाइफ में स्टंट मारने का. नाउ गो डीएम हिम सम स्वेयर वर्ड्स, ओके, एंड आल्सो विश हिम अ सुपर क्विक रिकवरी बिकॉज़ आई कांट वेट टू ब्रेक हिज अदर लेग. यार मतलब दिस इज आवर 10th एपिसोड एंड वी वर सपोज टू गो आउट एंड सेलिब्रेट.
सॉरी.
पर आप टेंशन मत लो यार, आपके एंटरटेनमेंट का तो देखो पूरा बंदोबस्त कर लिया है मैंने. यस, आज का एपिसोड स्पेशल इसलिए है बिकॉज टुडे We've got a very special and gorgeous guest joining us. ये जो guest है ना, इन्हें आप actually हर episode में सुनते आ रहे हो. Confuse मत हो, hint देती हूँ.
Hey, that hit different.
I know, I am as excited as you are. But, before I call her, can you all guess the show this episode is gonna center around? I just gave you a hint. A big hint. Wish I could just do a what's up buttercup और सामने से जवाब आ जाता, but unfortunately I missed that. अगर आपने बाकी कोई American sitcoms नहीं देखे ना, मैं मान लूंगी यार, कोई बात नहीं, justified. But if you say आपने ये शो नहीं देखा, I'll be like, oh my god. Do I need to break it any further? Exactly. Nope. क्या बोलते हो? बुला लूँ क्या फिर?
वो आ गया. देखो.
Hey, welcome to a very special segment called 2.5 Geek. And can I be any more excited to welcome our special guest today, RJ Supriya, our very own human Alexa, but let's save that for later. But you know, charismatic is the exact word that I'm gonna use to describe you.
That I'm so flattered. Nobody has used such words for me. But
no, actually, she is so much more than the voice that you usually hear.
You can't see it, but I'm actually flipping my hair right now. It's like full proud moment. But Ankita, thank you. You're very kind.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
She is a complete bundle of joy. A chai lover, pro max, a doggo lover, and yes, of course, a friends lover. Duh!
100%. And I love the fact that today, as we record this podcast, Ankita is actually wearing a friends t-shirt.
I wish they could see it.
It's so cute. It just, friends really makes my heart happy. So that's that.
So thank you so much, Supriya, for finally being here. You know, main aapko itne time se chase kar rahi hu na. Actually, जब मैंने podcast शुरू किया था, I know I wanted you in the show, but
I'm a bad person. No, it's not that, but I'm so glad, and first of all, really sorry that we delayed this, and today very happy to be doing this. So let's
so,
start.
So पहले तो what's up? मुझे आप पहले ये बताओ कि दिल्ली की इतनी you know deadly गर्मी में क्या आप अभी भी चाय पी रहे हो?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, 100%. Only and only because I don't know if this will make sense to anybody, but when I drink chai, even in 45 degrees, मेरा दिमाग ठंडा हो जाता है.
Oh my god!
So I do not appreciate people questioning people who drink chai in the heat. We're very different. We really function differently, and you can really have faith in us because अगर हम 45 degrees में चाय पीते हैं, We can be really loyal.
But don't forget to stay hydrated as well.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. No, I agree.
So, Supriya, you are usually the one taking interviews and, you know, getting people to open up and have them share their experiences and voice their thoughts and opinions. So, kaisa lagta hai kabhi kabhi to be on the other side?
It's actually so much fun. Because, you know, actually hota kya hai that when... As a radio host, you know what to ask people to actually gather the right kind of content. And then when they're answering, tumhe pata bhi hai ki tumko kya edit karna hai baad mein. You just know it. And this is a moment where I know ki is recording ke baad mujhe kuch edit nahi karna hai. Mujhe koi edit nahi karna hai. And also the fact that, you know, you get to know a lot of stories. Whenever we do something for an audio platform, itni interesting stories samne aati hain. You get to know people, you get to meet so many people. So, aapke andar bhi itni stories chupi hui hain. So, when somebody actually makes the effort to kind of just sit with you and have that conversation and get to know your story, it is very, very enjoyable.
I'll always be that person.
Thank you.
Okay, so before we dive into the main course of our episode, I want to quickly highlight that no, we are not going to ramble on about friendships in general in this episode. This episode is beyond just talking about friends.
Mm-hmm.
Although it is true that in our 20s, our friends are our family, actually. It is such a joyous experience that, you know, one can have.
True, true.
But it's too cliche to talk about friends while we talk about friends. And you know, guys, we don't do cliche on this podcast.
Surely.
So, Supriya, I know how much you love friends and I know how much it lives rent-free in your head. It's one show that we can never go wrong with.
Yeah.
It's one show that is always going to be there for us after every bad day, right? The show that we go to for our comfort is a show that started off with somebody getting out of their comfort zone.
Yes.
So it started off with Rachel finally getting out of her comfort zone and, going ahead with the life that she wanted for herself. It's true that life happens when you step out of your comfort zone, right?
Correct.
So, mera aapse pehla sawal yahi hai ki when did life happen to you?
I think life majorly, life happened many times to me, honestly. But to keep it brief, I will tell you highlights of, just when I felt genuinely that life happened, when I did not get through my favorite college, life happened.
Aww.
When I had a bad breakup, life happened. When I got into radio, finally, life happened. When I moved out of my family home, life happened.
Most of our audience, actually, they are my age. They are Gen Zs. And kafi log plan kar rahe hain to move out for jobs and invest in their careers and dreams. So, I am one of them and I'm honestly very scared.
Why?
Because
it's the most beautiful thing you can do to yourself. I think anyone, and when we speak about Gen Z, I feel this is something you must do. And I feel like a lot of things that Gen Z has been doing is a bit scary to me.
Like,
I think they're so unabashed. They're so forthcoming. They do not think twice. They're very, very aware, very woke. And I mean, they have a very aspiring quality about themselves, no matter what people say. But when we're talking about moving out of your comfort zone and when you're trying to experiment with life, and I'm just going to say two things. Ek to please, to adulting can be difficult, but do not like de-glam it so much in your head that you're like, abbe, this is such a 30-year-old thing to do.
Actually, aajkal ye sab itna sunke na ki adulting is hard.
It is, but it's so much fun. It is, trust me, like people say that I wish I could relive this part of my life. With every passing year, the way you kind of work on yourself, the way you said, invest in your career, move out. When you actually get out of your comfort zone, like when I moved out of my family home and I was, when you step out of your comfort zone, always remember you build a new comfort zone.
And
the thing is that all this while your family, your close you know, friends were probably doing it, building friends were doing it, a lot of that. But now when you move out, you build that comfort zone yourself.
So was it hard for you to, you know, find your comfort zone with different faces? You don't have any familiar faces now, or aap ek nayi city mein ho, because yeah. I remember you telling me ki you, I think, moved to Bombay.
Yes, the first city that I moved to from Kolkata.
And that's when you watched Friends to keep you company.
I started watching Friends really late, by the way. I started watching it in Calcutta.
Okay.
I think when I started watching it, uske ek deir saal baad hi I moved to Mumbai. And I realized that they have, you know, these six characters, even if I'm watching TV or not, but I just need to hear them. Because then I felt that I'm in familiar territory. Mujhe aisa lagne laga tha, you know, and I still feel that. They calm my nerves. Even if I'm not watching it. Yeah, maybe when I'm still figuring what to watch, tab tak Friends chalta rahega. You know, background. You need that every... And since we started talking about moving out of your comfort zone, and a lot of people listening to this podcast may be planning to do something like that, right?
I'm raising my hand here.
Yeah, there. All right. So Ankita was also planning to kind of, you know, make some big changes in her life. First of all, do it. You learn so much. Please do it. Do it with, you know, responsibly. Make good choices for sure. But make decisions. Make it happen. Because what happens is when you actually... take that leap and you realize, okay, ab mujhe apne decisions lene hai. It'll be overwhelming in the beginning, but enjoy that process.
That is actually so true, huh? I hope whoever was having second thoughts about embarking on a new life and was hella scared of even the thought of being out there all by themselves is listening to this episode right now, because I am honestly 100% down for it now. Thanks, Supriya. Also, isn't Friends the epitome of life happens when you let life happen? Come on! So like you said, jo bhi ho raha hai, usse enjoy karo yaar. I mean, you can't design your life like a building. It doesn't work that way. You just have to live it and it will design itself. Rachel ko hi dekh lo, matlab bina kuch soche ki aage kya hoga, she ran away from her wedding without a plan. कहाँ एक वेट्रेस से शी स्टार्टेड ऑफ एंड इवेंचुअली एंडेड अप स्कोरिंग अ जॉब इन पेरिस विद लुई विटॉन. कैन यू इमेजिन? ऑल बिकॉज शी टुक अ चांस. नो, शी वांटेड टू बी अ पर्स एंड शी डिड. वो भी कोई ऐसा वैसा पर्स नहीं, गुची या लुई विटॉन. लाइफ में चांस नहीं लिया तो क्या किया यार, वरना तो ऑल ऑफ इट इज जस्ट अ मूव पॉइंट. I can't wait for the moment jab mujhe aakar koi bole, welcome to the real world, Ankita. It sucks, but you're gonna love it.
It's actually so true. The first time I heard Monica say that, I was like, why would somebody say that to a person who has just moved to a new city? And then I'd be like, no, she was right.
She was right.
The world sucks, but you still find your own sweet ways to love it. Also, remember one thing. जब भी तुम जहां भी जाओगी, जो भी करोगी, whatever you do, you always look for a bit of home in people, in places, in food. Don't even forget this. You will always look for a little bit of home. And trust me, जब भी कुछ भी घर जैसा लगेगा, don't let it go.
Right. You know what? When you think about it, you realize that Friends is so much more than what we think it is about. ठीक है, ऑल ऑफ अस वॉन्ट टू हैव अ ग्रुप ऑफ फ्रेंड्स जिनके साथ बैठकर तुम रोज अपने डेज के बारे में, अपने बॉस के बारे में, अपनी लव लाइफ के बारे में रैंट कर सकते हो. यू ईट टुगेदर, यू लिव टुगेदर, यू ग्रो टुगेदर. एवरीवन लाइक्स द साउंड ऑफ इट, है ना? बट इट इज ऑल्सो अबाउट दोस लिटिल थिंग्स दैट वुड एक्चुअली हेल्प अस सेल थ्रू एडल्टिंग. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, यू नो हाउ फीबी एस्टैब्लिश्ड अर्ली ऑन दैट इट्स okay to say no, yaar. You can't keep everyone happy, remember? I wish I could, but I don't want to.
And that's the thing, I'm still learning to say no. See?
I can't. आपको पता है, आज सुबह मैं एक ई रिक्शा वाले को भी मना नहीं कर पाई यार. मुझे उसके साथ नहीं जाना था, बट लाइक यार, इट माइट हर्ट हिज फीलिंग, सो लेट मी जस्ट, ओके फाइन.
दैट मींस यू आर अ मोनिका.
यू हैव दिस. आई एम अ पीपल प्लीजर.
यू आर अ बिग पीपल. सो एम आई.
Really?
So am I. Yeah. No, I can't keep my room clean, but yeah.
Monica was a big time people pleaser. I can't agree more. And she obviously had her quirks, right? But आपको नहीं लगता she was always the first one to admit it also. I mean, उसको कितने सारे OCDs थे. She used to like her furniture a certain way and she was very strict with her house rules. You can't eat in bed, telephone को कैसे रखना and everything. But she always embraced all of these things about herself. अगर वो इसमें से कुछ भी change करने की कोशिश करती ना, क्योंकि लोगों को वो चीज़ नहीं पसंद, we would have never gotten our Monica, है ना?
Again, while we know we're talking about a fictitious world, but you draw some traits and some ways, and it's few things are just very endearing about that show. That just leaves a very happy feeling in your heart. You, even if you're alone, it'll be like, oh, okay, no, I'm not alone. You know, because of the things that are happening, there are problems arising, but then there are solutions too. There are people around you when there are problems happening.
Absolutely. In fact, they all are our spirit animals in some or the other way. In fact, कोई भी सिचुएशन हो चाहे जितनी भी सीरियस या फिर जितनी भी स्टूपिड ही क्यों ना हो, आई थिंक वी कैन ऑलवेज काउंट ऑन देम टू यील्ड द परफेक्ट पीस ऑफ एडवाइस. आप बताओ, आपने इतना बिंज वॉच करा है फ्रेंड्स, एंड सिंस ऑल सिक्स ऑफ देम बिकेम योर होम, योर कम्फर्ट इन द मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट टाइम ऑफ योर्स, वॉट इज दैट वन यूनिक टेक अवे दैट स्टेड विद यू? आई मीन, आपका टेक अवे कुड ऑलवेज बी आर गोल्डन पीस ऑफ एडवाइस.
I think one very important takeaway could be to laugh things off. You know, to just, to actually find the most ridiculous notions to the most serious situations. Mujhe aisa lagta hai ki when you can laugh through, you know, the difficulties of life, that kind of really minimizes your pain or just the impact of that situation way, way more. It's not easy, but मतलब उसको आप जितना अपने दिल दिमाग में छोटा कर लो उतना अच्छा है, which is what is amazing.
Well, on that note, I have a quick little interesting game for you.
Fun. बोलो.
ठीक है, तो it's basically who would you. ठीक है,
who would you? Okay.
I'll give you situations. आपको choose करना है कि कौन से character के साथ you will prefer to do.
हाँ.
Get into that situation.
Understood.
Okay. Who would you take to get new clothes at the mall? No. Except Rachel.
Phoebe.
Why?
Because when Rachel went with Phoebe, I don't know. I feel like maybe Phoebe has picked up. Actually, no. Monica. Her
okay, decide.
No, Monica. Phoebe is weird with her clothes. Monica is interesting with her clothes. So, Monica.
Okay, who would you take to Sarojini on a weekend?
I would probably take Joey to Sarojini.
I thought you were going to say
Joey.
Phoebe.
No, Joey. Because I'll tell you why. Phoebe, of course. Because you know, but
I'll
Joey,
give you $10.
Yeah, that's Phoebe. You're right. She would bargain well. But Joey, because I just thought that, oh, bichara, he's most of the times he's broke. So maybe he could afford a Sarojini. So yeah.
Okay. Who would you go on a long drive with?
Not Ross for sure. I would say Chandler.
Really?
Yeah.
Why
He'll
Chandler?
Make me laugh on the way, so I'll be happy. I won't get bored.
Makes sense. Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. Who would you take along with you to a mandir? To a temple?
I would probably take Ross. I think he needs to just sit and meditate. Yeah.
Ross got no chill.
Yeah, he's got no chill. So, for sure, Ross, yeah.
And go trekking with?
Monica. Because she'll keep motivating me on the way. So, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, the last one.
Yeah.
Go to a Pani Puri date with?
Joey, because he will not eat from my plate and I won't eat from his plate, so we're sorted. Yeah, so Joey.
Well, that was pretty interesting, yeah. And I'm impressed. Kafi, exact, perfect answers.
Thank you.
Well, that was it. So Priya, thank you so much for being here. Aur main apni audience ko bata dun ki if you are not following her, you are missing out.
I would say the same. Ankita, thank you for having me. This has been an utmost pleasure talking about my favorite show and the favorite things I've done in IRL. But apart from that, whoever is listening here, if you'd like to connect with me, it's Supriya K Official on Instagram. I'm not ashamed of the official in my handle. They just didn't give me my full name, but okay. So do find me there. It's Supriya K Official.
And don't miss out on her real series, hashtag Aao Crib Kare.
Yeah, I crib a lot.
आप एक्चुअली उसे बिंज वॉच कर सकते हो. Trust me.
Good content. Thank you, Ankita.
Well, thank you, Supriya.
So with that, let's wrap up this episode. But before I go, I just have one unsolicited advice for you. Listen, when times get tough, just make a fort, watch TV in it, and invite all your friends over, okay? I know life is hard, adulting is hard, but if you can find times to still be silly and act like a kid, please do it, okay? Also, if you have any TV shows or movie recommendations you want us to pick, please DM us. We are happy to do that for you. You can DM me, ankita.pahava. You can also DM Sai. He is @SaiSate_. Also, don't forget to follow HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, everywhere. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno naye nazariye se.